Hello and welcome to SaaSCast. This is Amber and Sarah.
Hi, Amber.
Oh, Sarah, it's been so long since we last were doing our podcast, and we've really let our community down. And
yeah, the large following that we have.
We have a huge following. We have an intercontinental following.
Well, we probably lost the whole following when we didn't do our podcast for like 3 weeks.
I know. Do you want to say why?
Yeah, I will say why. So we had a family emergency, and I'm not going to go into details, but it was a family emergency. We just could not be doing our podcast. So everything is better now, and
we're back.
So we're going to talk about the last episode and maybe reference the previous episodes in Palm Spring as color, because I think those are important.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100%. So last episode, I don't even know where to start. I mean,
well, the last episode wasn't as good as the second to the last episode.
Oh, I know.
You can leave. What is with Meredith's voice?
You do it.
You can leave. What is with her voice?
Oh my God, that is not what she sounds like. But she was drinking, and she kind of goes into some British accent or something. But man, her eyes, she had crazy eyes.
You know, the funniest part about the whole thing was Mary wasn't even at that dinner, was she, when that happened? Was Mary at that dinner?
Yeah, Mary was.
So
at
you
the
guys,
dinner.
Let's just talk Mary's about Mary. Just,
yeah, we can talk about it because
I want to talk about Mary because I want to say this. I don't know how she keeps a job. I probably said this in the last episode. She was on for 5 minutes of the very last episode when they're back in Utah after Palm Springs. 5 minutes of the entire show.
Yeah. And then when she was at the Trixie Motel, she had just a few extra minutes where she was sitting on the bench, you know, away from everybody saying, I don't want to sit next to you guys.
Well, no, remember when Monica said, come on over here, girl. And then Mary's like, oh, no, don't you say that to me. I'm not going over there. That was so effing funny. And how does she keep her? I think she keeps her job by being, honestly, like Monica said, unapologetically Mary.
No, Sarah, that whole dinner, do you remember? They were at the dinner when you can leave. And then Heather was drinking those espresso martinis. Remember, she was at McDonald's.
Yeah, she was in the van and they made them take her to McDonald's.
Yeah,
she wasn't. By the way, there's In-N-Out Burger in Palm Springs. You don't have to go to McDonald's.
I don't think there is.
Oh, there isn't?
No, I don't think there is. I'd have to double check it. I think there's somewhere in the Coachella Valley, but I'm not sure it's in Palm Springs.
Oh, okay. Well, I still wouldn't go to McDonald's.
Yeah. And so, but honestly, I really want to talk about this very seriously. What do you think Bravo's whole thing is about bringing Mary back?
I said it before and I'll say it again. She comes up with some one-liner. She's weird enough and comes up with enough one-liners that it makes her interesting. And I'll be honest with you, when she comes on the screen now, I didn't used to say this because she was gone for a whole year, but when she comes on the screen now, I am glued to the screen. First off, I start my watch timer because I want to know how much time she's actually on the episode.
Okay, but that's not because she's funny.
No, I'm just curious about how much time she's on the episode. But then secondly, I just find her behavior to be so insane that it's entertaining to me.
Yeah, she's just so awkwardly placed. Like, listen, I think Salt Lake City is verifiably the most challenged of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, of Real Housewives of .. Do you think they wonder, like, why we have Real Housewives of Salt Lake City? Like, Bravo, do you think they're like, man, we made a mistake?
Well, it's a really good question. Why do they have Rose Slick? I don't understand.
I mean, because they are a strange group of women. It's different.
And like, by the way, they're not Utahns.
Like, no, I know.
They're not, except for Heather.
Well, Heather and Whitney.
Utah.
Whitney.
And Whitney, you're right. Those two are like representative of Utah.
Yeah. And then
Meredith
lives here 4 months out of the year, if that, in Park City.
Well, let me clarify. Mary is a true Utah. Her grandmother came here from out of state and she grew up here and all of that.
So Mary.
She's a true Utah, but she's not what you think of.
Stereotypical.
Utah, yeah.
Right.
And by the way, it's not because she's Black. I want to make that really clear. It's because she's just such an oddball. But Utah's filled with oddballs, I think.
I think
it's true. There are a bunch of weirdos here, including myself, I guess.
Yeah, I would agree that Utah is a interestingly strange place. But yeah, no, Mary, I just don't see the value. I have to be honest, and I don't mean to be rude. And I'm not glued to the television when she comes on because I feel like she's not operating on all cylinders.
Well,
and so I worry for her.
I'm fine with her. I think she's fine. She's getting a paycheck. She's doing hardly any work.
Can I ask you a question? Do you, she's got a skin thing. Did you notice that? Like
we talked about that before.
Oh, we did?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah, she's got that. I forget what it's called when you're got light skin parts of your dark skin.
Oh, okay. And you know, I was just worried for her because I didn't notice that in the past, but I did notice the other thing I wanted to comment on is her clothes hang on her. Did you notice that outfit she had on this most recent episode? It was all gold.
Like tan.
Yeah, tan quilted. And it was like, I don't know. She seems like a stick figure.
She's very small. I saw her at the airport, as I said in the last episode. Yeah. She's as small as me.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know. She's oddly placed, and I'm not sure what to say about her.
Well, I don't think we need to. I'm glad she's back. She doesn't belong in the group, but she's kind of like this weird oddball that who thinks that they're fools, every single one of them, and she's right.
Yeah.
She actually is right.
No, she is right. I agree with you on that. I agree. I don't even know where to start. Like,
she picks on Whitney, and Whitney shouldn't be who she's picking on.
She cannot stand Whitney. Does she call her bobblehead?
Bobblehead, little girl. Yeah. I don't know why she picks on Whitney, because Whitney's one of the least offensive people on the show.
Although Whitney's bugging the shit out of me. I have to be honest with you. Her little journey, her wellness journey, and her...
And he talked to her like this. She always talks like that.
It's gotten worse. What'd you think of Justin's beard?
I think Justin's so cute.
He's little sparkly eyes.
I know.
Did he have a red mustache with a white beard?
Yes. And no, their daughter Bobby has, I love it.
Yeah, she's so cute.
Bobby has red hair. She's a little ginge. And then Justin on his little beard, his lip is redheaded. So he's got the red hair. Yeah.
He's got the red.
Yeah.
I love the foreshadowing of their tumultuous marriage. It was interesting because, you know, she was talking about the pickup and the drop-offs, and he was like, well, I'm going back to work and I can do one, but not both. And I don't know. Obviously, they were foreshadowing.
Whatever.
Do you think he's got a nutrition supplement company?
Please, God, no. Like, that's half of
that's
Utah.
All Utah. People, if you don't know this, the state is full of pyramid schemes. That's the first thing. And the second thing is that multi-level marketing, and it's all usually herbal supplements. And so that is what I think he was doing, some kind of wellness thing previously. So now I really wonder if he's back to it again in his new career. But I'm glad for him because he had a 1-year agreement. What you can't
non-compete.
Yeah, non-compete.
The whole like nutritional supplement thing to me makes zero sense given the culture of Mormonism. Like, why do you need nutritional supplements? If you're a good Mormon, you should be fine without them.
Yeah, totally agree. Totally agree.
Your garments should protect you.
Yeah, your garments would protect.
Yeah.
Exactly. So where are we going with this? Who should we start with?
Let's talk about Meredith and what a psycho she is.
Well, Meredith has gone rogue a little bit. She started out, above the whole fray. And now is like going for the jugular on everybody.
Well, I don't understand why she's upset with all of them.
Everyone.
For just being who they are on a stupid reality housewife show. And I agree with what Whitney says 100% that whenever something comes up, Meredith is like, oh, I've got... You know, it'd be like, I've got a family emergency. My neighbor's dog died. My whatever. There's always an excuse.
She always has something.
And I don't understand that. Why be on the show? Why be on it? I mean, I'm glad you are, honestly, because you're funny and your voice is insane. But why are you complaining when the entire purpose of the show is for you guys to gossip about each other?
Angie said she was a trampoline with eyes.
I don't know what that means.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either. I'm imagining a trampoline.
Me too, with eyes.
With eyes, and I don't know. Maybe I need to look it up. Maybe I'm old and don't understand.
I don't understand. Maybe it's a reference to something, but if people...
Could you let us know?
Please write us, let us know. And then she's really now BFFs with Monica,
Nobody's BFFs with Monica. Like, come on. Well, she's being nice to Monica because Monica defended her.
Yeah, yeah. Monica can defend herself. I'm not worried about Monica. No, anyone.
Monica defended Meredith, which is why Meredith is being nice to her.
No, I know what you're saying, but I was just saying in general, Monica can defend anybody and herself. She like fits in really well and she can dish it.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess I'm glad she's there. She's funny. She definitely stirs the pot.
Yeah. She stirs the pot and she just dressed down Lisa for her, you know, being able to align with the middle class.
Let's talk about Lisa.
Okay. Cause Lisa has some serious issues. First of all, okay, I just want to say Lisa on her face at Trixie, where she was literally having a breakdown because she could not do drag.
What she didn't want to do, you guys, is take off her makeup and then put in on camera and then put on drag makeup on camera. And I'm really believing when I really started thinking about it, because when you see Lisa's skin up close, it's not so great.
Like, yeah, but it's not something weird.
Hold on. You're interrupting while I'm explaining this thing. I think Lisa feels very insecure about her appearance, and she didn't want to take off her makeup on camera and have people see her without having her makeup on. And that was the entirety of her complaint.
Absolutely true. I mean, she say that she has a glam retainer? She brought her glam person for $2,500 for the weekend. And that she always has glam every day, putting her makeup face on, even to go to the grocery store.
You guys, I just don't believe that's
weird.
First off, I don't believe she has that kind of money. I really don't.
What do
I
believe?
She has she's a party planner, an event planner.
She's an event planner and a Vita person, right? And the Vita, I don't think, is making that kind of money.
Well, it might be.
I doubt it.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I mean, she lives in Draper, as we know.
Yeah.
I think we've mentioned this before. We wondered if her house was a rental. I guess it's not. But it had no furniture in it. It was weird. And I mean, does she have money for Utah? Probably, but I don't think. And does she have a $60,000 ring that she lost? That's sad, by the way.
Well, that's sad. You lose any kind of jewelry that you spend that kind of money on. But then to talk about it, ad nauseum.
Good job. Foreign exchange student said something. We thought she said France instead of France.
She said on the front line.
On the front lines, but we thought she was saying France. I don't know. It was, yeah. Anyway, I don't know what Lisa's true story is about her money, about her marriage, about her religion, about her children. I don't even have a fucking clue. But I will say this. She's a very insecure person.
Oh, super insecure.
Yeah. It makes me sad for her.
I know. It actually makes me sad for her too. I'm like, she is a pretty woman if she just was kind of normal, but she's not. And how about her getting banned from the spray tan place?
Oh my God.
That was the funniest story, actually.
Well, her story was that she went to the spray tan almost before closing and then demanded that she get a tan. And then they ultimately completely banned her after eight years. So we know that for them to ban her, she must have been acting completely out of her mind, insane.
Yeah, and really being horribly to their
customer service people.
Yeah,
can I don't know, people who get tans right now or spray tans or whatever they're getting,
spray tans.
I guess that's what she was getting.
Yeah, she was getting spray tan.
You guys, we know you're getting a spray tan. I don't know why you do it. You don't look good. Just look natural. You don't need a spray tan.
No, you don't need a spray tan. I agree.
You know, our foreign exchange daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's fair skinned.
Adorable.
She's a beautiful young lady.
Yes.
And has very fair skin that looks perfectly natural and good. And I'm thinking to myself,
well, she does her regime every night.
Her routine.
I know.
So you guys, when she said so every night she does, this is our 17-year-old foreign exchange student. Every night she does a skincare routine that she got off of TikTok.
Yes.
Because apparently you can, as Amber will know, she's a relative who
does TikTok.
TikTok constantly. Anyway, she got her routine off TikTok, but I thought she said regimen. And then now we're just going back and forth on, is it a regimen or is it a routine? I don't know. But I don't know why you brought that up.
Because she said regime.
Oh, okay. So she, you don't need a spray tan, people. Just go with go on natural. You're fine.
I totally. So
meanwhile, literally earlier today, I was saying I need to get Botox between my eyes.
Yeah. And it looks like we've been inside for the last 5 years of our skin is just kind of dull gray. But nonetheless, I digress. So Lisa is banned from the spray tan.
No,
I'm just kidding. And the only other thing I'll say about Lisa, when she went on and on about how hard she works and that her money is a byproduct of working so hard and how great it is that people have money to keep Dolce and Gabbana in business. And I was just like, shut the F up. I'm tired of her.
So I read an article in the New York Times. Did you read it about the difference between the rich and the poor, basically, in the United States? College educated versus people who are not educated, mostly, yeah. And they're uneducated because they can't have the money to get educated. So the point I want to make about what you just said is, you said that Lisa made a comment, and she did, that she works really hard and the byproduct of that is money. There's a lot of people who work a lot effing harder,
yeah,
than rich people, because I know a lot of rich people who are my clients who barely work, could name a lot of names, and working hard is, having money is not the byproduct of working hard. Having opportunity
and luck
and yes,
and nepotism, yes, and
privilege,
color of a skin,
privilege.
Yeah. So we can go on and on, Lisa, about, yeah, your hard work.
Yeah.
You starting at third base when everybody's starting at first base, like, screw you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I don't want to downplay the fact she appears to work very hard, but I just don't think that having money is, that's not correct.
Yeah. She was incorrect.
Yeah. We know a lot of people who work really hard and don't have a lot of money.
Yeah.
And that's the reality. So Lisa, situation.
She's just so tone deaf. It's unbelievable.
I wonder, is she really tone deaf or is that just her stupid act?
If it is, no, her, I don't think it is an act. I do not think it is an act.
If it is her stupid act, change it.
Yeah,
like, you
change
don't
it.
Be like that.
If she needs to know how to change her act, she needs to get in touch with us and we can just rip her a new one.
You know, and I don't think she's a dumb woman. I will say that I think she's smart, and I think I do probably believe she's worked hard. And I just think, can you just shut the F up? Like, just stop talking for a minute.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
Okay. Who we missed? Oh, Heather, my favorite.
Heather has been kind of boring.
I kind of like it though.
Like, she's really, she came out with her gloves on last season and she got ripped. She got ripped new ones too, because she was a little bit obnoxious. And I think she is trying to stay under the radar with the exception of 5 Nespresso martinis.
You guys, she's the audience though. Is she not? Like, you'll watch her laughing at their ridiculousness and it's us laughing.
Right.
So that's what I appreciate about Heather right now, is that she is us. She's watching this go down. She's drinking to excess because she can't believe it. And I really am enjoying Heather right now.
Heather, she's lost weight, hasn't she? Because I think her outfits in it are a little bit more revealing than usual. And I think she's been maybe paying attention to that. I don't know, but I've noticed that she seems to be showing more body.
I don't know. I can't figure her out in terms of, like, I've decided that I can't tell when in real life how tall or small, yeah, or big someone is. For example, it came out in one of their episodes in Palm Springs that Angie is tiny, teeny tiny, like under 5 feet tall.
Yeah, she's 4 something.
Yeah, 4'11". And I was like, oh my God, I couldn't even believe it. I said to Amber when that came out, I go, are you serious? And then when you saw her standing next to some of the other housewives, you're like, she's like a foot shorter than them. And so she really is under 5 feet tall. So when you're on screen like that, I have no idea.
I know. Who knows?
Yeah. I know. Who knows? And then myself, I'm short. I'm 5'2.5". I used to say 5'3", but why? And when, you know, I went to the hairdresser today, and I'll bring up what she said too. I won't mention her names in case she doesn't want to be mentioned, but I went to my hairstylist today.
Assuming she's listening to this.
She's not, but you know, I'll respect her privacy.
Oh, sure.
And we were talking about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Tay-Tay?
Yeah.
And Travis. Yes.
And Amber and I could talk a lot about that, but I was saying to her that, you know, well, maybe one of the reasons Taylor Swift is interested in him is he's tall. He's 6'5" and she's 6 feet tall. And my hairstylist said, well, yeah, I totally understand that. And I go, really? How tall are you? She goes, I'm 6 feet tall.
Oh, yeah.
And I had no idea, people.
Oh, yeah. She's
because
tall.
I am so short. And because everybody is taller than me, I don't have any idea how tall you are. Everybody's taller than me.
Yeah. She's super tall. But I, you know, yeah. Anyway, so...
Oh, okay. We get to the Heather thing. So I don't know if she's lost weight or not.
Okay. Yeah.
I love her though.
I do. Angie. So Angie's now a full housewife this season, which she wasn't last year. She was a friend of last year.
She was a friend of, wasn't she just like a visitor?
Yeah. So now she's on it. And what do you think about this?
So I do like the fact in the last episode that Angie actually copped, or somebody brought up the fact that she got a nose job. Who was it? Was it Lisa that said she didn't get a nose job?
No.
So you guys, here's the deal. Angie's Greek. I think I've mentioned this before. There's a huge Greek population in Salt Lake because they came here when the railroad was being built. And if you guys don't know, here's a little bit of history trivia. The railroad from north and south joined together in Ogden, Utah. So when they built the railroad in the United States, they started on the West Coast, came from California and stopped in Ogden, Utah. And they came from the East Coast and stopped in Ogden, Utah. And that's where it was joined together. So the Greeks came to Utah back when they were building the railroad because they were building the railroad. And the fact that she got a nose job is disturbing to me because there's so many Greeks in Utah. You don't need a nose job. So the fact that she said that, oh, she got a nose job because everybody in Utah is pretty like Whitney, that's not fucking true. There's a bunch of good looking Greeks out there in Utah and she didn't need a nose job.
Yeah, I would agree with you on the not needing the nose job. But I will say every other billboard in Utah is about some kind of thing that you can do to your face. Plastic surgery, Botox, new teeth, nose jobs. It's really weird.
Well, what's weird about it is I notice that stuff and then I'm like, what, who are the people that are getting these things? Do you know any? Have you seen them? I haven't.
No, I don't know them, but I know that people are doing it.
I guess.
Yeah.
Because they've got the billboard.
Yeah.
I guess.
So then the whole thing with about her husband.
Okay. So yeah. So my hairstylist.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I said to her, do you watch Real Housewives? And she said, no, I don't. And I said, well, there's a new character, a new person on Real Housewives named Angie Katsanavis. And she goes, oh, she owns a
Lunatic Fringe.
Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah.
And she goes, that it's like a chain now. And she was talking a lot of trash about Lunatic Fringe, by the way, who apparently Paul Mitchell Salon like just shuttles their graduates into Lunatic Fringe. And then they get a very low percentage of their haircuts. They're like, she said they were hairstyling slaves there at Lunatic Fringe.
Whoa.
Yeah. But I did ask her about the rumor. Mm-hmm. I said, well, the rumor on the show was that her husband was, you know, having sex with men outside of her marriage. And she goes, oh yeah, that's the rumor. It's true.
Oh, she said that?
Yeah.
No.
She doesn't watch the show.
No.
Yes. So that is a true rumor and it's believed to be true by my hairstylist.
Wow. And she does know the system.
Yeah.
And
she's a hairstylist.
She's been in the hairstylist business in Utah since she was 18 years old.
Exactly. Exactly.
Interesting. Well, again, I mean, as a gay person, I don't really.
It doesn't matter who he's sleeping with.
Yeah. I don't really.
Well, it does that he's married.
Well, I think, and as he said on Watch What Happens with Andy, he said it's not about the same sex. It's about the infidelity.
Well, you guys, there's inherent, just so you,
and I appreciated that
there actually is inherent homophobia when you judge people because, like, when you're accusing somebody of being gay, like that's a bad thing, right? And I think that it's inherent. I think that some people need to just understand it and then it goes away. Like, for example, when Meredith got so defensive about Jen Shaw accusing Brooks of being gay, her son Brooks of being gay, and I thought to myself, well, if you weren't like some inherently homophobic, you wouldn't care if somebody was saying something. You would just care about invasion of privacy or something like that.
Right. No, it's just it's saying that something's wrong because you're gay.
So,
but we also outed Brooks. I just want to say that.
Well, I know. I'm not saying I don't have inherent homophobia myself. I'm sure that I do on some level.
I think we all do.
Right. And so, you know, it's if her husband is having sex with people outside the marriage, first off, I don't really care. But secondly, I don't care. I'm going to really say, okay, it just doesn't matter if they're men or they're women. Like,
it's the infidelity.
It's the infidelity that counts.
Right.
Yeah.
He is handsome.
He is handsome. I agree with you.
I think he's super handsome.
He's really handsome.
Yeah. So Angie is also a big shit store. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think I could show up to a party in Palm Springs if I was not invited.
I would, because you're on a show.
I guess I keep forgetting that it is a reality show.
And that was probably just a fucking setup.
Yeah, it was a total setup. You're right. And here I just fell for it. let's see. Angie, Whitney.
What are you talking about, Whitney?
Whitney Rose. Is there anything to talk about?
No, she's just a shit store.
She's a shit store and she's annoying. I'm annoyed by her this season.
She's very attractive, though. Don't you agree?
I don't think she's unattractive, but I don't like sit there with like saliva running down my face.
Well, did I say that? I just said she was attractive.
Okay.
She's the most attractive woman on the show. Yeah, she definitely is.
Huh.
Just name one person who's more attractive than her on the show.
No, I do think she is the most attractive on the show. Yeah. I think you're right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I like her Utah accent. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So do you think Do you think the show can get any better over the season?
Let's hope.
Yeah.
Because by the way, I it's just a bunch of like gossip fighting right now, and you know, I don't know. I watch it. Let me just say this: I would not be watching this show if it weren't in Salt Lake City.
No, there's no way I could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
No, it's not. But we are enjoying podcasting about it.
Yeah.
We are back on track to podcast in the next episodes that are coming down the pipeline.
Yeah. I'm sure they're going to get better.
We do appreciate our listeners because we have a lot of listeners who really reach out to us wanting to know if we were okay, why we weren't podcasting again. I let them know that we would be podcasting again in the future. And we're so grateful for the people who are listening to us.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. And we will be on next week to talk more about the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, also known as Roslick. Thank you for listening to SASCast with Sarah and Amber.